Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show. Ellen is a longtime seven-year member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of the Bare Bones Biz books, the Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan, the Bare Bones Biz Plan, Where Did All the Money Go? She knows all about all that, and she's a business owner herself, author of the Weekend Biz Plan as well, and our good friend Ellen Rohr. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I love being here.
We love having you on the show. She's our resident plumber too, right? Right, Ellen?
Well, I'm a plumber's wife, and I have a deep appreciation for dirty jobs, and I am the owner of a drain franchise.
Right,
Drain.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So.
I don't work with my husband, the plumber, anymore. He drives me crazy. That could be a topic for another show.
And we'll get him on to offer his side of the story one of these days. So, all right, Ellen, one of the things you've been focusing on lately is what I call balance, gaining and maintaining balance in your life. I tell folks that all this hard work you're doing to build your business isn't going to be great if the celebration about all your hard work is done posthumously.
That's so true.
You got to be able to make it to the finish line, don't you?
I ask people, have you or someone you know sacrificed their health and their relationships for their business? Ooh. And that usually hits them right between the eyes.
Right.
Over the years, you know, when you don't go to the gym or you stay late or you're sitting in that chair in that terrible posture for hour after hour. Or you're not fully present because you're on your phone or your tablet or your computer when you're with your family. You know, all of those things you call balance. And I want to talk about health and wealth today. I think we're on the same coin.
Well, I agree with you. And I do have my problem. Over the years, I have not been good with the exercise thing, but I have not forsaken my family. When I didn't have enough money, I invested in some technology way back, you know, almost 30 years ago. I invested in some technology that allowed me to move my work from my office downtown to my office at home so I could be home for dinner and tuck my kids in.
When I was just
getting started. But see, you get a kick out of this. That was back when a removable hard drive and a box to put it in was $750. So I had to spend $1,500 for one at the office and one at the so I could just, you know, take the hard drive out and pop it in the other one. But get this, the memory of that hard drive was one megabyte.
Isn't that funny?
One megabyte.
I thought when you said you invested in technology, not
a gigabyte, one megabyte.
So funny. I thought when you said you invested in technology, you were going to say you bought Apple stock when it first came out.
No, this was my technology. But it allowed me to pull my work out at 5 o'clock and take it home with me, plug it into my other computer. And I didn't have to swap, you know, bring my computers back and forth. But guess what? Here's the point. I couldn't afford $1,500.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But I did it anyway because it was a big deal for me to tuck my kids in at night and have dinner with them.
That's a really good point. I remember getting those first cell phones that were like the size of a loaf of bread, and my first cell phone bill was $3,000 because I was finally liberated. You know, I could leave the office.
Well, my first cell phone
was pretty good.
My first cell phone was bolted to my car.
We had those too. But they did allow us to at least embrace the idea of could I craft a work day that supported my family and supports my life.
Yep.
But you and I both have a couple of years behind us, just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And It is at this point that we watch friends and family spend everything they've ever earned on the last few years of trying to recapture their health, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk a little bit about what you can do. And I think for most people, it comes with a health scare, so that's okay. Oprah says at first you're going to get a feather, and then maybe you'll get a stick and ultimately a brick. If you need to make changes in your life, sometimes you're going to get a wake-up call. And so I just got a wake-up call. I've always identified as a long-distance runner. I started running when I was 13, and I've run all kinds of marathons. I've run 2 ultra-marathons, and that's really who I – if you were to ask me, who are you, a runner would have been in my top 5, you know, descriptions of who I am.
And now
– and uh-oh.
And now
we're at the break already?
Yeah, we got to take a break. Well, you're going to tell us. She's going to tell us. That's a great cliffhanger there, folks. You're not going to go away
now. Okay, it's a cliffhanger. Oh, no, it's a boring old lady health story.
Ellen
we'll make it fun.
Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts. Ellen is still in the building. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.